Welcome to the AFC East, the coldest weather division until you get to Miami. I'm Kyle, the student of the game. To my right, my loyal co-host Chris, ready to bring you our prognostication of possibilities. But really, when it comes to possibility, one team you don't think of is the Buffalo Bills. Recent losses include Ryan Lindell at defensive end, Paul Blesney at linebacker, Dante Whitner at the safety position, and their only gain, former Jet utility man slash receiver, Brad Smith.
Quarterback.
Well, yeah, utility man, exactly. Right.
And you forgot Lee Evans.
Oh, and Lee Evans to the Ravens. That is a big deal. Good call. Look, it's the dang freaking Bills. They suck. 1-5 division, 30-13 overall, Chris.
Same thing, 1-5, 3-13.
Okay, next! brings us over to the Miami Dolphins. This team bothers me, to be honest. Not so much by the moves the team made. They acquired Reggie Bush, that's cool. They acquired quarterback Matt Moore, that's cool. I don't know of any real losses that I could come up with off the top of my head here.
I got one. They kept Soprano.
They kept Soprano. Yeah, after failing to acquire Coach Jim Harbaugh, they kept Tony Soprano. Look, I wish they got freaking Harbaugh, man. He's. Hey,
did you hear the next the new rumor?
What's that
going on? That Jim Cowher. All right. Who's the old Steelers coach?
Oh, Bill Cowher.
Bill Cowher. Bill Cowher is building a house down in South Florida. There's rumors to have it that they're getting rid of Soprano. And this is what I'm saying. The first coach fired this year is going to be Soprano from the Dolphins.
Because he's going to be the first coach. Yeah,
he's going to be fired this year. He's going to be the first one. I'm writing that down. Cowher's building a house down in South Florida. All
right. It worked for Jimmy Johnson, right? And
there's quite a few defensive players on the Steelers that their contracts running up right now.
Yeah, you notice
you think they want to change cold weather to warm weather?
You think this is why they signed Lawrence Timmons for a 6-year extension?
Yeah, they didn't want to get him to go. There might be a chance that some of these Steelers
might
become another Dolphins.
That would be funny
warmer
stuff.
Weather.
Well, that's a topic for the next preseason, I dare to say. But for what it is for me is the fans, there was a rumor that had gotten really out of control about the possibility of Kyle Orton coming to Miami, and that got the fans all excited, because the fans seemed to not enjoy Chad Henne. Here's the thing: Chad Henne started out really good last year, did poor as the year closed out, struggled against tougher teams like the Patriots and the Jets and such. Miami Dolphin fans have overreacted up for the most part on Chad Henne. Chad Henne is actually a good quarterback. Here's the problem. They're showing up to practices in the preseason, and every time there's an incompletion, cheering, we want Orton, or we want Matt Moore, or whatever. Chad Henne-Sekhe is not going to come out of the other end on this. The fans would have helped to fulfill the prophecy of Chad Henne's failure. Also, with Sperano, will too be shipped. Chad Henne, I see the Dolphins struggling, 2-4, 5-11. Chris.
I got them 2-4. I got them 6-10.
Close enough.
Yeah.
So, bringing us to the two teams that are going to matter, not only in this division, but I would argue the entire AFC. Let's go ahead and get the Patriots out of the way so we can end on one of Chris's teams. They lost Ty Warren to, I believe you said that was the Broncos?
No, was it? I gotta look it up.
Okay, but in any case, they do pick up Chad Ochocinco and Albert Haynesworth at defensive tackle. What this tells me, and I've heard reports confirming it, that...
Yeah, you're right, the Broncos.
That's okay. I heard reports confirming it that they will run both a 4-3 and a 3-4, despite losing Ty Warren to the Broncos. Still not enough defense for me to feel good about it. But they're the Patriots. It's Belichick. It's Brady, it's Danny Woodhead, it's Wes Welker, it's all that. They've accounted for the Randy Moss departure, retirement, which, to be honest, I'm amazed he didn't pull a Brett Favre. But all that aside, I see the Patriots being a factor. 5-1 in the division, 14-2 overall. Due to a schedule that's kind of weak, yeah, I get that their bonus games are the Steelers and the Colts, But what divisions are the AFC East playing?
AFC East is playing the NFC East and the AFC West.
So the AFC West, there's some gimmies. And then the NFC East, okay, that means they got the Cowboys and the Redskins for reasonably easy wins. They're probably going to beat the Giants. I got the Eagles beating them, but that's just me. 14-2 overall, and they're going to lose one in the division just because it's this division.
I got them 5-1, 14-2 overall. Their two losses I have are, let's see here.
Probably the Jets.
The Jets is one, yes. That is one. And then the Steelers.
No kidding. You got them losing to the Steelers.
I got them losing to the Steelers.
Wow, okay.
That's just, it's 14-2, but they are, they'd be place number two, I think, overall.
Wow, we'll get to that in a second. Heading over to the Jets.
I'm losing to the Colts, sorry.
Okay.
Not the Steelers, the Colts.
That makes more sense. Going to the Jets then, they lose Chris Jenkins, they lose Sean Ellis. I don't necessarily think those are losses because those guys were past their prime and they're filling in with other players. Guys who we saw in the, what's it called, in the Hard Knocks special making a difference. Their names don't come to me instantly, but I see you looking that up. I'm sure you'll give those to me here in a minute. They lose also Braylon Edwards, who was acquired by the Niners. Big frickin' whoopee-doo. The Niners don't have anybody to throw to anyway, so whatever. They do pick up Plaxico Burress and Derek Mason. I like that move for those two particular receivers because if Plax fails, they have Derek Mason. That's awesome.
Derek Mason's your possession receiver now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's a solid
Antonio
guy.
Antonio Holmes, your deep threat, and Plaxico Burress is just all over the field.
And then who is it they lose? Chauncey Stuckey? Okay.
Yeah, Chauncey. No, they like got rid of Chauncey Stuckey. He went to. He was in Cleveland last
Cotchery
year.
Cotchery is the guy I'm thinking
yeah,
of.
Yeah, Jericho Cotchery is with the Steelers now.
Yeah, okay. And okay, you know.
They still got DeVito at the end and Wilkerson at the other end.
And what about the D-tackle?
D-tackle Pua?
Yeah, that's the Hawaiian, the Samoan I'm talking about.
Yeah. You always get a Samoan as a defensive tackle. Can't go wrong with that.
See, Haloti Nada. In any case, I don't know that he's actually Samoan, but he's a big dude.
He is Samoan. So.
Stereotyped. Yeah. No, but I mean, the Jets' schedule isn't the easiest, but it certainly ain't the hardest. 4-2 over in the division. 13-3 overall. Chris,
I got 4-2 in division. I'm 11-5 overall.
Not enough offense, I suppose. Or you see Sanchez making some mistakes.
I see this. I see them making mistakes. Some Sanchez, usual. Maybe not going to be able to run the ball or something. That's where they're still kind of weak with.
It's hard for me to see that O line and think they can't run the ball. I can't do it. I can't do it. But
they play. I think San Diego at home. Right, am I looking at it right? AFC East, Jets. No, they play Jacksonville and Baltimore. I'm losing to Baltimore, losing to the Patriots once. They might lose the game to the Giants. Giants not a shutdown.
That's gonna be a psychological matchup.
That's a late December game, so I mean anything's possible then. Yeah. Usually the Jets play better at the end of the season, Giants play worse.
Yeah. So well, and I had the Jets beating them myself. Yeah. So.
Just how it is. That's how I got it. I mean, the NFC East, if they're losing to Philly, AFC West, they might choke a game. You know,
but we both have the Patriots winning this division.
Yes.
Next episode is going to be our playoff bracket, so you'll see all our division winners and how we think we're going to get them in the playoffs, which will lead us to our Super Bowl prediction, the part that you're waiting for, I'm sure. We'll get that to you.
I picked it last year.
Yes, you did, didn't you? Yeah, I was one game short, and my boss still won't let me forget about it. But nonetheless, it was a Super Bowl that got me to tie with Weasel in the study hall matchup last year for the Pick'em games. So, with that, our next episode will bring you the postseason predictions.